The mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. We are told in the last days there will be incredible deception and evil will multiply. People will run to and fro around the earth seeking knowledge and understanding. Doctrines of demons will proliferate. False teachers will abound. But the word of God is unchangeable, and the character of God stands fast forever. The Lord Jesus is our standard. He is the one true and only benchmark for life. He is the criterion for our pattern of behaviour, actions, speech, attitude, and motives. He alone is the bedrock on which to build, and he alone should underpin our being. He alone is our source and supply, and all thought should be filtered through his mind. He not only shows us the way and points out the way, but he is the way. He not only tells us the truth and reveals the truth, but he is the truth, and the truth shall set us free. He not only gives us life and breathes new life into us, but he is life. He is life and health and wholeness and peace and freedom. He is not the life and peace that the world craves, but life on a different dimension. He not only guides us in our thinking, but we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ, and we are exhorted to let this mind be in you. We are to guard our hearts and minds through the filtered truth of the Word of God. This is fundamental, and this is foundational. Check out the scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Scrutinize the teachings of Paul. Plough your way through the Psalms of David. Plunge into Solomon's Proverbs. And time and again, and over and increasingly, it comes back to man's thinking. The life we live depends on the thoughts we think. As a man thinks, so is he. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Whatsoever things are good, think on these things. Oh, we are reminded not to be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We are told to put off the fleshly mind of the old sin nature, for that mind is defiled. We are told by Paul in his letter to the Philippians what mind we ought to have. A willing mind, a ready mind, a single mind, a lowly mind. We are told in Ephesians to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We are to have humility of mind, a sound mind, a secure mind in Christ. In Thessalonians, we are urged not to be soon shaken in mind, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Every evil action and every disgusting, hurtful word starts in our mind. The psalmist says the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity, while Moses tells us that in the days of Noah, every imagination of the thought of man's heart was only evil continually. David was an example of a man who knew how to refresh and renew his mind. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And Peter, as he draws his lovely letter to a close in his final, lengthy soliloquy, says, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion of one another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. In Galatians, we see the fruit of the Spirit flowing from the mind of Christ. And 2 Corinthians outlines why we need the mind of Christ to dwell in us richly. Cast down imagination and all that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I challenge us all to begin today to consciously take every thought captive, and we will discover that we have taken the first step away from bondage into the mind of Christ Jesus and a life of his freedom. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4, verse 8.